to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that other good stuff. I'd love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Dan Nixie on the line. He is the founder and managing partner over at Applied Fund Solutions. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Dan, I'm excited to get into what you're doing over at Applied Fund Solutions and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's get into your past a little bit more. How'd you get started in business?
So I started in public accounting. Just public accounting is a great way to start it. As an accountant, where you get you develop a strong base in accounting, and you're seeing different industries and different businesses and how they operate, and great way to build up from there. And then from there, what I did was I pivoted away from public accounting and got into the hedge fund space, and had been there for many years, hedge fund as controller, CFO, CCO, so chief compliance officer, chief financial officer. So seen a lot of different things and have seen many different firms in their different operating models. And as you keep on kind of looking around, your eyes wide open, and you're taking in all this information, you're thinking to yourself, well, how can I make this better? How can I make it different? And this is all very interesting, seeing some of the best firms out there and how they operate. Mm-hmm. And as you get it in, you appreciate what you're doing. And I guess it comes down to, at the end of the day, and I guess some people think of it that way and others don't, but some will think of it as, how can I make essentially a better widget, a better mousetrap, or whatever, whatever else. But that's what struck my curiosity is really thinking of it as, you know, everything that I'm seeing here is really great. And this is, you know, for me, how do you take it to the next level? And you go on and you find somebody else that's doing it even better. And you get to the point where you're basically saying to yourself, how do I take everything that I'm learning and that I've learned over the years and pretty much combine it, all this knowledge and experience, and combine it into something that can be, you know, hopefully bigger and better than what we've seen anywhere else.
I love that story. And what I like about it most is there's a lot of people listening to this right now that think just like you. They have a lot of experience. They started in one career. They've been with multiple companies. They've seen great models. They've studied them. They're extremely bright. And they're thinking right now, you know, I have some ideas on going out on my own or doing an entrepreneurial venture. And they're thinking about what those next steps are. What kind of advice would you give them in terms of, you know, taking that first step and going out and applying all that knowledge that they learned to launch their idea?
I mean, developing that expertise is certainly the prerequisite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of thing that if you haven't totally developed it, then be sure to partner up with those that can bring that to the table. But as much as possible, you've got to work on yourself, and that's not something that can be taken for granted, because your reputation and what you stand for and your knowledge is essentially in this knowledge society and that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you stick with you no matter what. So you've got to build yourself continuously. It's not the kind of thing that you could say, well, I've made it. And because as soon as you think you've made it, the rules of the game change, and it's no longer the same situation as what it was before. So keep learning, stay curious. There's a much older doctor that I once went to see, and he was in his 80s and in the conversation, but he was like, he had presented it in such a way where he said, so long as you're still curious about life and learning, you're never too old. You're never getting old. So I kind of try to follow that motto where it's, you know, keep on learning, keep going. Because whatever you learn, you're building up that base. And as you build that base, you take that. And then what differentiates people from, let's say the hobby and actually that hobby or taking that knowledge and making it into something more is you got to have the grit. You've got to have the focus, got to have the grit. And I feel like without those two things, going hand in hand, it's extremely difficult because it's so easy to get caught up or think, well, you know, many others have tried before me and failed or whatever else. You just gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in a goal, and you gotta follow it through. And challenges, you know, the greats have always said that, you know, failure is not an end. Failure is just going to help you get to the next level, and you just got to keep on going. And that's where the grit comes in, and that's where the focus comes in, not to forget, you know, the skills that you've built, the lessons that you've learned. You just keep on going, thinking that I've got to progress and this is going to work out the way I see it, and be ready to pivot when necessary.
No, that's great advice. And I think that's a great transition. Let's get into what you're doing over at Applied Fund Solutions. What kind of clients are you helping, and what are you helping them with?
So we primarily deal with hedge funds, anything from emerging managers who are starting out their businesses to established hedge funds that are looking to grow or institutionalize their operating model. So as accountants, and what from the perspective that I've taken it from as an accountant, as a CFO, that sort of thing, we're primarily dealing with the operations of these firms. They're investment firms, and what ends up happening a lot of times is, especially with the startups, you've got the managers that think, number one, I don't want to spend too much, or number two, you know, I can do this myself. And what a lot of them find is they're stretching themselves thin. And The idea is not to continuously stretch yourself thin, but focus what you're best at. And if you know, it's a matter of they've got, you know, it's taking your time, your tools, and your talent, and you know, prioritizing them into what they do best, which is the portfolio management, raising capital, and you know, making sure that their investors are happy. And essentially, what we do is we go in there and we build out this infrastructure for them, and allow them to focus what they're best at, while we focus on what we're best at and what we've been doing for many years. And you know, we certainly want to give our clients as well as their investors the confidence that they're in good hands, that we're building out their operating models, their infrastructure, so that they are institutional quality, and that anybody that comes in essentially kicking the tires will feel comfort that, okay, this is the right way to have built out such a platform. What we're doing essentially is we're enabling a lot of managers to be able to go out there by outsourcing these functions, that we're enabling them to get out there and raise the capital and start up the funds that they've wanted to start up. So we certainly share that passion of starting up and building something. And you know, we're excited about working with our managers and meeting new managers. And it's inspiring to hear all the many stories of you know, what leads somebody into starting their own business and wanting to do it. And our advice to them is do what you're best at and leave the rest to somebody else that can focus on this for you instead of stretching yourself thin.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. And I've known people in my career that have definitely started funds, and that's just the model nowadays. Like, it makes no sense. You need compliance, you need accounting, you need the law piece taken care of course, for contracts and other things. But really, all this stuff needs to be outsourced. Until you're a certain size, maybe, but even then, the outsourcing model, it just works. It's so efficient, and it does allow you to work more on your strategy, so that ideally when you're bringing on staff, it's not to run payroll or to do XYZ, or something that could be done, let's just say, at a different cost point per skill that's needed, so that you're not managing them. That's sometimes what they don't think about, is that it's not just that, even when you have the money, it's also the management part and building culture and all the other things. Do you want to build your culture on the operation side or on the investment management side? And you know, you can have both, but can you do both well when you're just starting, or if you're a certain size, maybe not. So I love your model. I've known quite a few people that have used and gone that route. One thing I want you to comment on, if you will, about, you know, just fintech and changes in the industry and how that's making services like yours and what other people are doing just more viable.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, it's very exciting what's happening out there, whether it's robotics and machine learning, all the way through to distributed ledger technology. But these are all, again, enablers. They're bringing down the cost of providing these services. And we're certainly a big proponent, whether it's with the clients we deal with or continue to deal with, or it's the way we build out our operations. Just to give you an example, I mean, we use Advent Geneva, which is the gold standard in accounting systems in the industry, as our internal portfolio and accounting management system. It's developing that workflow, which will handle the trades, the reconciliations, and everything else seamlessly. It's building out these things, the technology, and it's utilizing this technology, whether you buy it or build it, that will streamline your operations in order for you to be able to focus on client needs. So the low-hanging fruit shouldn't take a lot of time. It should be the kind of thing that you can get in and out as quickly as possible so you can focus on what the clients really are. And then from there, I mean, we deal with a lot of digital asset funds as well. It's just understanding the industry. It's kind of an example as well how many people will feel like not familiar with it. Let me stay away from it. And the opposite approach, where many would say we'd speak to a lot of service providers in the industry, and do you handle digital asset funds? And the answer was no for a long time, and there were very few that did. And then those firms that did, those were the pioneers, and they've really built a great business. And really just being aware of that if being the first can really make a huge difference. And we feel from this perspective, you were the first. We were one of the first ones out there to say, as an outsourced provider, we're going to be here for you and being able to enable these digital asset funds. Because essentially, these digital asset funds, there are plenty of technologists out there that wanted to start a fund, but then they didn't have the investment management background. And what we did was we essentially brought our years of experience to the table to be able to say, hey, we're going to be able to support you to make sure that we can institutionalize your funds. So when you're out there trying to raise capital, you'll be well positioned. So it's really learning a whole new industry, learning how cryptocurrencies operate and how do we bring the best practices. And it's really taking two languages and merging them and saying, hey, we can communicate with one another and being kind of that middle person to be able to do that. We actually, speaking of Advent Geneva, we worked very closely with them in order to develop cryptocurrency functionality that they today have, which has come a long way, and it's just as good as any other developers that we've seen out there that have built it, whether it's internally or on behalf of their own firms for distribution. So we're really excited about it, and we think that people really do have to open up to it, because what you think is great today may not be great tomorrow and may be an obsolete technology. And technology is certainly the way things, the world is changing as a result of technology. So none of us can just kind of sit idly and think that.
Yeah, there's no ignoring.
Exactly. There's no ignoring it there. So we're really excited about it. And, we do plenty to spread the word as well, whether it's speaking at conferences and, opportunities like this as well, just to spread the word and just really get people to be open to it, because it's not all about, it's not necessarily about the cryptocurrencies. It's the next phase and what's happening. What's going to happen, let's say, with real assets when things start getting tokenized, when a lot of the things that around us that have no concept of tokenization will someday have a concept of tokenization related to them.
No, I get it, and I completely agree. It's exciting. So me personally, I mean, I'm just excited. Everything is moving so fast in great directions in finance and a lot of different fields, but I think particularly just the disruption in finance, fiat, all that, it's just super interesting in terms of implications of what's going to happen for all of us and very a lot of positive things. So appreciate your insight on that, Dan. That being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information about Applied Fund Solutions, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking. They can reach out easiest on our website, AppliedFundSolutions.com, and you can get more information on us there and reach out to us. You can also connect with us on LinkedIn as well as on Twitter. So, we're happy to connect. And like I said, we're excited about enabling investment managers that want to start their business or expand their business or institutionalize their business, get the right footing and provide them with you know, three main things being the people that they need, the professionals, you know, setting up their process. So, you know, the operations are set up and there's a certain way of doing things, as well as providing the technology. So, you know, that combination really sets up the core of the infrastructure and build it from there.
Oh, wonderful. Well, hey, Dan, just want to thank you again for coming on the show today. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. Do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. And Dan, thanks again for coming on.